We're talking of Masechta of Makkos, first mission of Makkos, which is related to the last mission of Sanhedrin, because I was talking about Zayim Das Kayin. So this mission is also talking about Hazama, which means, as we'll see in the course of the Masechta, if two witnesses testify that somebody did such and such, and then two other witnesses come along and say, you could not have testified that, because at the time you say that you were with him in one city, you were with us in another city, and you must be lying. That is Hazam. Hazam is not when one set of Adam says he killed another one says he didn't kill, because then we don't know who's telling the truth. And it remains a suspect. But in the case where second Adam are testifying on the first Adam that you were not there, that is Zayim. So generally the din is, under certain conditions, as we will see in this parak, the Adam Zayim will get the punishment they want to give to the defendant. But there are certain exceptions to the rules, and the first mission says exceptions to the rules. Kesed Ezim Nasim Zayimim, that the Gemara explains, it means how do they get punished in cases where we cannot carry out this classic Hazama. We testify by a certain person, so Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, the present of Koyin, we testify that he's apostle of Koyin. So basically, we're following him from doing the Vayin Beis Hamikdash and eating truma and other things. We cannot make the Eidim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because we would have to make him a full-fledged Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and then his descendants would be possible. We can't possible descendants. Since we cannot carry out Kasher Soman, we give him Malkus, because it says, Naseh Zadirus, they send Bereach Eid Shoker, and with a special drosha, it tells that there is Malkus on this love. Yeah. A whole drush which the Gemara brings out. Yeah. The Edom Ali Beach Plainish Shuchayim Ligvos. They testify somebody that he killed the Shagig, and he has to go into Golos, into the Ir Miklot. Also, in Oyman Yigos at Tachtov, we don't say the Edom are going to have to go into Golos, because there's a Jesuit Kosa that says only the one who killed goes to Golos, not other people. So what do we do? Look at Avon. They also get Malkus for testifying falsely. Even if he's playing Shagir Shazishiv and doesn't look Shuva, testifying somebody that he divorced his wife and did not give her Shuva. So the question is, how much do they have to pay now that were found to be liars? They don't have to pay the whole Shuva. Why? Halloween Vena Yonah made a mocha, so if we think Shuva, eventually there's a good chance they'll anyway give the Shuva. So they're not making him pay something which he didn't have to pay at all. If he dies before his wife, they get divorced, they'll have to pay the Shuva. You estimate how much a person wants to give for this woman's ksuva, in order if they could sell it now. So Miss Alman is galsha, on the side that she becomes an almono or she gets divorced, she will get money. But in Mesa, you're saying about it, there's a chance that she won't get money. So in other words, a person who buys this ksuva doesn't have the full value, because it's a risk, maybe nothing will come out of it. The Gemara has different sheets, exactly how we estimate that, but the general idea is, since Mitzad Echod, on the one hand, they're not really causing the husband to lose out completely, because there's a good chance he'll eventually have to pay it. On the other hand, it's not clear, maybe he won't have to pay it, so we try to evaluate how much the loss is in real money now. They testify this person owes money, and they made up, they'll pay back in 30 days. Stam halvo is 30 days. He has 30 days the one who lent him cannot demand the money back, unless specified otherwise. It ended up that they lied, and it was a 10-year loan. How much a person is willing to pay to have a loan extended from 30 days to 10 years. And whatever that is, that amount is the amount they call this person to lose. And that was not an entire loan, but the amount of ribbons he would be willing to pay now. And that's a little problem. Now let's take ribbons. But this is a way of estimating the value of the loss One can't take rivers from a goyim, for example. But as we said, it's a way of estimating how much these items are causing to lose.